This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about optimism and your health. Optimism, or having a positive attitude, is powerful medicine. Many of us are faced with negative things such as losing a job or a health problem, so I'd like to discuss some ways to handle challenges and explain how having a positive attitude has been proven to help. A recent issue in the journal Circulation provided hard evidence that optimism and health are connected. Researchers studied nearly 100,000 women over 8 years, tracking how many had heart attacks and how long they lived. The conclusion? Optimism is good for you. Optimists in the study had a 16% lower risk of having heart attacks. Other research has also confirmed these findings, that having an optimistic attitude lowers the death rate from heart attack. Patients were found to recover quicker from heart surgery, as well as handle the emotional effects of having a serious condition. So what is it about optimism that allows some people to live longer, healthier lives? And how do you incorporate a positive attitude when faced with challenges? More on this subject after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hi, this is Sandy. I just wanted to take a moment to wish a Merry Christmas to all and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Hello, this is Ileana, one of Dr. Shepherd's hygienists, wishing you much peace and happiness to all our patients and listeners.
Hi, this is Chris, and I am wishing everyone out there a happy New Year and happy holidays.
This is Dr. Ray Shepherd and my wife, Carol.
We would like to take a moment to thank all our patients for their support this past year.
And from our family to your family, we wish you all a happy holiday and a very happy New Year.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So how do you incorporate a positive attitude when faced with challenges with your health or in your life? Well, optimism takes various forms. Some people approach problems by generally expecting positive outcomes in life. They expect good things to happen, and they work towards them. So, for example, upon being diagnosed with diabetes, an optimist may exhibit a can-do attitude by exercising, taking their medications, and giving up cigarettes. These behaviors, in turn, would lower his risk of complications with his health. By contrast, a pessimist typically views setbacks as permanent, unchangeable, and overwhelming. A pessimist might just feel helpless and tend to believe that bad luck repeats itself. So instead of having a can-do attitude and making positive changes in their habits, they tend to get stuck in a negative situation. This can lead to health complications, more stress, and sometimes leads to depression. So, are you an optimist or a pessimist? Now, the fact that you might naturally be a pessimist doesn't mean you can't change it. You can learn new ways of thinking, and you can choose to behave differently. The key is to recognize your thought patterns. Once you recognize negative patterns of thinking, you can challenge those ideas and replace them with positive alternatives. For example, let's say that you're told by your doctor that you have high cholesterol, and you think, I might as well expect that I'm going to have a heart attack and die. Now, you can challenge that idea and expectation. It's a proven fact that you can lower your cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart attack significantly. Once you accept that idea, you can move forward with a can-do attitude and make changes in your diet that can lower your cholesterol level. So that's one example of challenging negative thinking. Now, keep in mind that being optimistic doesn't mean taking a "don't worry, be happy" view of everything in life. If you're unrealistically optimistic, you could have problems. For example, it's not helpful to have an attitude like, "Oh, I can eat as much sugar as I want even though I have diabetes," or "I won't get infected with HIV. You have to be realistic and take steps to keep yourself healthy. So if you recognize yourself as the glass is half empty person, it's not too late or too difficult to change your thinking. You don't have to wait for disease to strike you to start looking at your life in a new way. Will optimism lead to better health? Perhaps it will, but also it has its own rewards. After all, wouldn't you prefer to wake up on the right side of the bed every morning and start your day with a can-do attitude? I hope so, and I hope you have a healthier and happier life. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.